What's going on, folks? My name is Derek, and this is my very first podcast. Yes, the initial takeoff. I'm hyped. I'm excited. All those good cliches thrown in there. Everyone's doing it. Figured, why the hell not? I'm gonna go ahead and start this thing. Thanks to Anchor Podcast. I gotta give them their props. It's so easy to do everything on the phone. Don't gotta go buy no fancy equipment, do the old fashioned, try to get on the radio type stuff. Just download an app and off I go. So hopefully this is the first of many. I want to get as many followers out there. Hey, just like everybody else, everybody wants to get famous, get rich or die trying kind of thing. I cover a lot of different things. I've always been one to talk like religion, politics, sports, you name it, whatever headline is going on. I want to dabble into all that good stuff. Yeah, I do try to mix in a little bit of humor. One of the things I do want to try also is some stand up. Not that I always, it wasn't a lifelong dream, just a little background so you know who you're talking to, I guess. I'm in my mid-40s. Yeah, I'm old school, I get it. But you know what? Who cares? I don't give a fuck, so why not? So, like I said, I'm old school. I come from a day when you didn't have to worry about being politically correct, hurting everybody's feelings. The times were different back then when I was growing up. I mean, even in the 90s, there were so many different things. You mean you didn't have to worry about offending everybody? Nobody had this big thumb up their ass type attitude. Yeah, I know times have changed. It is what it is, the world we live in. So hey. And then social media. I mean, I've got a Facebook, I dabble in social media, I got a Twitter account. I don't do a lot on the Twitter. The Facebook, I always just did it to keep up with friends. And hey, I started seeing everybody doing this podcast thing, and people are doing Instagram and all this other kind of stuff. Now, I'm not into the Instagram, Snapchat, or any of that stuff just yet. Let me leave it like that, just yet. So, I'm gonna try this thing to get my voice out there, get people to know who I am. So here we go. First topic, one of the run-of-mill things I saw today, and everybody's talking about it. Of course, the president, Donald Trump. I think he's done some good things, he's done some not so good things. A lot of things I didn't know why he was running. There's still, investigations, all this kind of crap going on. And as to what he's done, did, or might have done, I mean, who knows just yet. The only thing I can speak on is what happened today. I mean, what the fuck? Kim Kardashian? Are you serious? Pardon, the woman, 62 years old, was in. Maybe the sentence was too harsh. They gave her life for the possession of drugs and whatnot. I'd have to get more info on this woman. But it doesn't appear that Donald Trump did any info. I mean, Kardashian went, asked for pardon, got the pardon. To me, he fucked up because this his followers, the backers, they're gonna get pissed. It's like, are you really? This is like all. Who were you trying to appease? Are you trying to appease the young hip crowd, the younger generation, millennials, whatever you want to call them? It seems like a shot at trying to grab their support, get into their world, I guess. But the dude fucked up. I mean, like you're talking about, like he wants to build a wall. He's all for, okay, anti-illegal immigration. Long story short, he seems to be tough on people who break the law. Now, this woman, like I said, she broke the law. She's doing her time. He pardoned her, and some of his supporters are saying, "Well, he just commuted the sentence. He didn't pardon her." But I mean, just the fact that you commuted the sentence—that's the thing. She doesn't give a goddamn whether that conviction's on her record. She's out of prison. Like I said, nothing against the woman. I don't know her personally and whatnot. I just read some details about the case. I think the bigger point is whether or not she did or did not deserve the pardon or getting her sentence commuted is not really the issue as far as the president. The fact that, like, you're doing this celebrity, it's like they want something they go to you. I mean, I've never heard about this before. You've never heard about, these celebrities coming to these presidents asking this and that. Maybe they have in the past. We just didn't know about it. I guess in today's day and age with social media, okay, whatever. Maybe it has happened before, but we never knew about it. Now, I know he has pardoned a few people. I think one of them was that sheriff in Arizona, Arapio or whatnot. But this seems like a total grab and just trying to make friends, trying to appease people. Because it's stupid, just the fact that he met with her in the first place. I mean, are you kidding? You've got bigger things to do than meeting with Kim Kardashian. You've got to be shitting me. Like I said, he's done some good things. I agree with what he's done with the economy. There's certain things about the immigration I agree with, certain things I don't. It's hard to tell to find out what exactly is the truth with this guy. I mean, he said some good things, he said some not so good things. And the country is divided. That much we all do know. The country's divided. There's those on his side, those against his side. I mean, to me, it's like you're pissing the people on your side to get at people who are not on your side currently at the moment. It's like you're trying to appease somebody. Like I said earlier, you're trying to get into a world, bring people on board. I mean, because this makes no sense. Like I said, nothing against the woman. It's the fact that the president got involved with this is because, a Kim Kardashian, she wanted an audience with the president. She got it. And he gave her what she wanted. I mean, this is like unbelievable. I've never heard about this from a sitting president. It's not a good vibe that he's sending out to his supporters. It's totally, you've got bigger and better things to be doing. Worry about the North Korea, Kim Jong-un, whatever your name is. Worry about that. Keep worrying about the economy. You're still chasing ISIS. You got the thing. There's so many things going on, but to take, oh my God, to sit down with the Kardashians and get a pardon. I mean, you got to be shitting me. It's not a good look. I do think it's going to come back to bite him in the end. We'll see. But anyway, that's my 2 cents on the thing. Like it says, some people are gonna like what I say, some people are not gonna like what I say. I don't give a fuck. Excuse my language, maybe not the best podcast to play for kids. And it's just how I talk. It's just how I talk. It's who I am. And as more of these podcasts come out, you'll find a little bit more about me each time. I'm sitting in my bedroom. You know what? I downloaded the app. I said I wanted to do a podcast, something I've been wanting to do. Putting it off, so I said, fuck it, just get on there, just talk. Even tried rehearsing, writing some stuff down, that didn't work. It's just like, oh, you know what, Derek, just let it flow, talk. Before you go to bed, get on there, make the podcast, make that first one, do it, boom, bap, it's out there. So, that being said, I hope you like it, and look for more of me out there. And we'll see how it goes. I appreciate all you guys listening, guys and gals, excuse me, listening tonight. If you are, man, if I can just get one or two people to check this out, hey, I'm happy with that. Let this stuff grow. So that's it. It's June 6, 2018. My name is Derek, and I am out. Thanks.